role. She strongly favored more charter schools, where he currently chairs the board of St. Hope Public Schools, a network of charters launched by her husband. California is one of the top 10 places to start a new business, and Sacramento itself has also seen an increase. Dina Kodiak is live in the studio to tell us how we rank. Dina?
Well, Sacramento ranks 34th in adding small businesses among just over 100 metro areas. That data last collected in 2014. Florida and Texas have the friendliest climate for small business.
Beyond just the more friendly tax environment, you're also looking at states that are really trying to court and work with them and provide services and technical support to help them with contracting, help them with the startup components.
That's Peter Tatishi with the Sac Metro Chamber, and he's CEO there, who says in Sacramento we're making strides to help small business and help new startup companies grow, which is rather difficult. The SAC Chamber is seeing success with its Small Business Development Center as well.
We've seen 56 new startups in the 2 years that we've been running that program, counseled over 1,000 clients, and helped infuse just shy of $20 million for our region of capital infusion into the small business community.
Now, Dan Tatishi does say even more opportunities are emerging in Sacramento and will continue to make the capital city a strong breeding ground for small business. We're certainly looking forward to hearing more about those.
Yeah, absolutely. We love attracting those businesses and, more importantly, keeping them here. All right. Thanks, Dina. It's 5.